In order to have a mezuman, you have to have shlosh shochet achas. And the Gemara pointed out if you had three people who ate together, that's on Nun Amar Aleph, before the Mishnah. Three people ate together, and one of them went ahead and he benched on his own. So he missed out on the mezuman. He did incorrectly. He shouldn't have benched on his own. But the other two can still bench mezuman. The Rashba says, what if two of them benched on their own without a mezuman? So he says, no, then the third one, he cannot make a mezuman. You have to have the roiv, you have to have two out of the three, didn't yet bench mezuman. Two out of the three did not yet bench mezuman. But two of them benched already. You only have one who didn't bench. Then he said, ain't zimel amafreya, they can't bench mezuman. You don't have a roiv, so you can't bench mezuman. What if the one who benched on his own answered to a mezuman? Let's say there were three people eating together, and then one of them goes to a different group in the same room, and he answers a mezuman there. Then he goes back to his original group. So then, there are different interpretations of what it says. On the Gemara raised the question: why does the Mishnah repeat the same din twice? My kamash malantinina. The opening Mishnah says shlosh shalach lekachas chayav nizamin. There it says shlosh lekachas einu mashem lecholik. It's the same thing. The Gemara gave the way we have it printed. The Gemara gave three answers. So the first suggestion was adayin lo yochlu. They didn't even begin to eat yet. But since they plan to eat, it means they didn't eat a kazais yet. They didn't even begin to eat. Tupshat. Okay. Then lish nachrin, another suggestion. Even though they're not eating food that's shared in common, each one has his own lunch. Then the third shot was the complicated case. What does it mean? The last two lines. Om Ravuna, Shlosha Shabo Migimul Chaburis. Shabo Migimul Chaburis, Yigimul Ben Yodam, Om Ravi. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Rashba has a different girsa from the Gaonim. The Rashba has a different girsa. If there were three groups of three each, and one from each of the three groups floated away, and the three of them together benched mezuman. They didn't eat together. Three ate on one table, three ate on a different table, three ate on a different table. And one from each of the three groups joins together, and all three, one is chayvu bezima, and they're going to bench mezuman. And then they go back to their original group, and their original group wants to bench mezuman. So you have two who didn't bench yet, and one who already did bench. And usually if you have two who didn't bench yet, and one who did bench already, so we say, they can be inu nafke mezima the day, iu lo nafke mezima the two. Fishen zima la mafreya. But over here, with the third one, who wants to be mitzarf with the two. Already he was mitzarf to a zimun, so then he can't be mitzarf again to another zimun. That's the Rashba quotes such a different gears in the Gemara. It doesn't fit in with the way we have it in the Gemara. So what does it mean? How do you translate the words way it says on Agamar, the top line on Nunam Ibe? So Rashi has the gears. Rashi learns the Pshan that he had three groups of three each, and two of each group, two wanted to bench and go. And the third one said, I'm not finished eating it. So the two asked him, okay, but be mafsik a little bit, answer amizuman. So he says, okay. He answers the amizuman, and then he doesn't bench yet. And this happened in each one of the three groups. So since the third person was already in its tarif to azimun, so if you're left with one from the first group, one from the second group, one from the third group, they cannot be mitzarf to a zimun because they already were yotze mezuman. The loy agdimo hanach azman alayhu biduchtayhu. The group of three, the two who wanted to bench now were not mitzarf the third one to bench with him. Aval azman alay biduchtayhu. But if they went mitzarf to a zimun in their original group, so then they were ready yotze mezuman. So then you can't say the three who are left out, one from the first group, one from the second, one from the third group, they should bench mezuman together. No, they already answered a mezuman. So the words, that's what the Balei HaTosfot, the Rosh quotes, the Rabbeinu Yehuda asks on Rashi's Pirush, why does it say, Parach Zimu Minai? What do you mean, Parach Zimu Minai? It means that we Yotze Mizuman. They answered, the third one answered the Mizuman over here, and the third one answered the Mizuman in his group, and the third one answered the Mizuman over there. What do you say? They lost their chance. Parach Zimu. What do you mean, they lost their chance? They were Yotze. Should say, Yotze Deichavosim. So that's why the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote all of the Pshatim. They think maybe all the Pshatim, the case is only talking about one case. But all the cases are accepted la'alocha. That's why the Rosh has a different Pshat. No, there was a group of four, group of four, group of four. So you need three people to have a mezuman. So if in the group of four, one of them went for a walk, in each of the three groups of four, one disappeared for a while. And the three who were there benched Mizuman without him. And then he comes back and he sees they benched without him because they didn't need him. They had four. So he was Nischaiven Zimun, but he didn't answer because he wasn't there at the time they benched Mizuman. So now, can you be Mitzarev, the one from the first group, the one from the second group, the one from the third group who didn't bench yet? So that's what Gemara says. No, they lose it. They lost. They weren't Yotze Mizuman because they didn't answer. And Parzima Menayu, and that's similar to the din of Shviras Akli, that originally you had four, and now you didn't really need four. All you need are three. But when three of them bench Mizuman when the fourth one wasn't there, so he's like a half a meter. He can't bench Mizuman by himself. So that's called Parzima Menayu. Parzima Menayu. Still, it's strange what they give the Moshel for the Mishnah and Kalim. I don't understand. Okay, so I think all of the Pshatim are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, all the different interpretations. Then yesterday we learned the two Girsas in the Gemara. Rashi shows the two Girsas in the Gemara. What's the din for Netilas Yadayim? You're talking about Netilas Yadayim for bread. I'll be Pashtus when you need Netilas Yadayim. The Rashba raises the possibility maybe we're not talking about Netilas Yadayim for bread. But the Pashup Shad, where the Notam Layadayim, the two Girsas in the Gemara, where the May Paris is good or no good for Netilas Yadayim. So according to the one Girsa, May Paris are good. May Paris is good. But Yayin is not good. So do you need Meziga that it should be elevated to the level of Yayin? So according to Rab Lezer, Tidu Meziga is not called Yayin. You don't say Bar Priagofen. And then you can use it for Netilas Yadayim, but once it has the Shechal Hashem Yayin on it, then you cannot use it. And the other gear says just the reverse, that May Paris is not acceptable for Netilas Yadayim, but Yayin is acceptable. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. There's a din of Shinui Mara in a mikveh. The Mishnah is like that in Maseches Mikvos. A mikveh has to be a bom soa of Mayim. If you have a boim saw of May Paris, or you have 20 saw of May Paris and 20 saw, let's say you have a mikvah white wine, 20 saw white wine and 20 saw water. So that's not acceptable. It has to be 40 saw of water. So what if you have a mikvah of 40 saw of water, and then you pour in 40 saw of water, it's a very kosher mikvah. Then you pour in so much purple wine, so much red wine, that the whole mikvah has shinimara. It doesn't look like water. So that's possible with the Rabbanim. A mikveh becomes possible b'shinimah. It's a gzeira. If you'll allow people to be toivel in a mikveh that has a red color, they'll think it can be toivel and may peiris. So the reason why shinimah passes with the Rabbanim in a mikveh is a gzeira otu may peiris. The Tosis has a kasha. How can there be a girsa on our Gemara that may peiris, all other may peiris, are acceptable for a Netilas Yadayim? The only thing you're not allowed to use is Yayin, but May Paris is good. But there's a Gemara called Abasar, the Achazusa Kabdisu, that you're makbid on Shinimara. If you're going to do an Atilus Yadayim with water that has a Shinimara in it, so it's no good. So doesn't show Shinimara is a psul and a mikveh, or to May Paris. It doesn't show the Paris that May Paris is not acceptable. So that's a major problem. So that's what the Rashba raises in Ishim. Maybe we're talking about washing your hands over here. Maybe we're not talking about Netilas Yadayim. Maybe it's not Netilas Yadayim lepas. Maybe it's until it's a day my machroinim or my memtzoyim. Maybe we're not talking about a halachic until it's a day. So that's a major topic. That's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. When is May Peris acceptable? When is it not acceptable? Okay. We left off yesterday. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. The Machlokes Rav Blazer and the Chachamim. The Gemara has on the first daf on Lamed Hem a base. On the first almond base in Perikates and Mevorach, and commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on all fruits that grow on a tree, or on a bush, or on a vine, you should say Bari Pihuaitz, except for wine. So wine is an exception. Mikra Dinah should have been Bari Pihuaitz, because Amashkim Ayesim and Azesim and Dabim have the din of a pri. So it should have been Bari Pihuaitz. And Taka, and the Mashkim Ayesim from olive oil, the Gemara says sometimes the bracha, if it won't be a tuffel to something else, the bracha will be Bari Pihuaitz. And on grape juice, the bracha should have been bar peretz, because the Gemara's lashon is, it's ishtani limal yusa, that's on omid base, lamid hem base, because ishtani limal yusa, so that's why they instituted a fancier bracha, bar priagofen. So that's the machlokes of Blazer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Rashi used that melitza. Rashi got that lashon from lamid hem base. So the Gemara has the machlokes of Blazer and the Chachamim. When, at what point is it ishtani limal yusa? The blessing says, "Yenish alahem, where yenish chazakim." So it's only ishtanim mayusa once you do the mezika. Before mezika, it's not yet ishtanim mayusa. So the bracha will be bar piwaitz. And we pass like the chachamim that even before mezika, it's also ishtani. He made grape juice out of it. He made wine out of it. Even without mezika, so we had ishtanim mayusa. What is it good for? The more is it good for kuraiti? Okay, for other drinks, not to drink it the way it is. It doesn't taste so good. It's good to mix it in with other drinks. So the Gemara says the ganze machlokes only is when do you say bar pi hagofen? But this they all agree. Madam chacham the Rav Blazer because of bracha. Whenever you say kiddush alakos or birchas hamazon alakos, something alakos, shem yivorchem malav ashiit and the tochem. You have to do mezige if you want to use it for kosher bracha. You have to do mezige. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos is bothered with akasha. Tosfos nunam at base. This is a famous Tosfos. Tosfos dibra maschem madam chacham the Rav Blazer. The kosher bracha said yes. The Gemara has on the next daf about 15 lines from the bottom. You have two dots. The kuda time. Then the Gemara starts Amar Abzer, Amar Abbo. The Amri Lo. Another version has the Dumasnita Tana. Either it's a memory from an Amar or it's a Beferish Brisa. They're not sure. By the time the Gemara was written down, they weren't sure whether it was a Brisa or a memory. That what Asar Dvarim Namer Bekosher Bracha. There are four dinim. What are the four dinim in each? Tifa hadoch min rinsed in the inside and the outside. Chai molei, itur, ituf, notel b'shtei yodav, nosna b'ibin magbir min hakarka tefach, either min hakarka tefach or min hashulchan tefach. V'noisen ein abo, you have to look at the wine. V'yesham af mishag b'matana l'anshe beis. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, from all the ten that were mentioned by the Braisa, or from all the ten that were mentioned by Rabbi Bo, whoever it was, Anu Inlana, we only observe four of those. Which are the four you observe? So it says on the right-hand margin that the Rosh Tevis is Chamisha. That's how they quote in the Shulchan. Chamisha dinim nemru b'kosha. Bochan, it's only four. Chamisha is a Rosh Tevis. Chai mali shtifa hadoch. We mentioned that in Hilchas Shvur Deraisa and Choshe Mishpat, they also have like that. There are Chamisha, there are Chamisha hevdelim between Shvur Seses and Shvur Deraisa, and there are only four. So the word Chamisha is a Rosh Tevis. Just like over here, the word Chamisha is a Rosh Tevis of four dinim. So they're also Nikitas Chayfetz, a Meipach Shvua, I forgot, Shekenegdo Choshed Al Hashvua. Okay, so what are the four over here? Chayim Ali Shtifa Hadochi. What Shtifa Hadochi, you have to rinse it inside and outside. So Tosfos says, Pirishri, Divamaschal Shtifa. Pirishri, the only time you have to rinse it out is if it's dirty. What if you washed out the Becher on Matzoy Shabbos, you put it away in the cabinet, and then you take it out next Friday night, so you know that it's clean. It wasn't the dust didn't fall out, it was inside the cabinet. So Tosfos, Magen Avraham quotes the Tosfos, you no need to rinse it out. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes the Mekubalim that the Chassidim follow the Kabbalim, and a lot of Sfarim follow the Kabbalim, that you rinse it out even if the coast is clean. Not the way it says in the Tosfos. So that's Chai Molei, then that's Shtifa HaDocha, then you have Chai Molei. Mole, what exactly does it mean, mole? Mole means all the way up to the tippy top, all the way mole. So there's a Rabbeinu Yonah here. They say the name of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. If a person is nervous, and every time he fills up the cup to the top, he's for sure he's going to have to spill some of it over because he's going to be nervous. So what do you gain by filling it up to the tippy top? So fill it l'chatchila, an eighth of an inch less or a quarter of an inch less. You're going to spill it over anyway. And he quoted the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says over here on the next Gemara, the Rif had the Giris that they have the comment on the margin, on the left-hand side. In my Gemara, it's on the left-hand margin, that you fill up the cup and then you do the mezigah in the middle of the either the beginning or towards the end of the bracha of Noidalacha to demonstrate Shevach Ha'aretz, that the wine is so sharp that you have to do mezigah. So you only fill in the mezigah, you only do the mezigah in the middle of the second bracha. So where's the mole on the first bracha? So Rabbeinu Yonah says it's almost full to the top. If it's three quarters full, that's also called mole. It doesn't have to be full to the tippy top. That's called mole al kol gedoysim. Mamish full to the top, and it's a little overflowing. But al pidin, it's called mole even without that. So one of the four dinim, there were 10 dinim, and Rabbi Yechanan says we only observe 4 of the 10 dinim. That's what he says. Ano en lano el arbo de rosh tepes chamisha dinim. Chai mole shtiv antochas. Chai means the opposite of mazuk. So isn't it a contradiction? The two pages are leaning on each other. On Nunam base, it says it has to be mozug when you have a kosher bracha. Here it says that it has to be chai. Isn't it a contradiction? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that there was a girsa in the rif that's on the margin on the left-hand side, that it should be chai in the beginning, and then you make a mozug in the middle of Noi Delacha, and that's the teretz to the stira. It has to be mozug in the middle of the second bracha, and it has to be chai in the beginning. Is that the answer? That's the question. So that's what Tosis raises the question. So Tosis gives, that's one answer. Then Tosis gives the last answer in Tosis is, they quote a Gemara Makkos, that in order to get Malkus for eating non-kosher food, so there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, how much non-kosher food to eat. So Reb Shimon's opinion is, kosher hu l'malkus, l'amakos ayis ela linya chatas bilvad. The only time you have to eat a kazayis in order to get an einish is if a person ate b'shoigeg, chayla v'dam. If you eat chayla v'dam, b'meizid yechayv koris. So if you eat chayla v'dam b'shoigeg, yechayv chatos. So if you ate it b'shoigeg, then you only chayv chatos if you ate kazayis. If you ate less than kazayis, not. But if he eats the chayla v'dam b'meizid, he gets malchus even on kolshu. So the Gemara makes it clear, we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We say you have to eat a kazayis of the treif of food, unless you're eating a beria. If you eat, a grasshopper, you eat a bug. So that's a beria shlema that's not missing any of the legs. The whole thing is there. So if you eat a beria shlema, then you like it. So the Gemara has a din and makas daf tezayin. The Tosis Nunam Beis quotes on the first wide line, first very wide line in that Tosis Moedim. The second Isa b'makas tazayin risik teisha the malin ve'echad chai. He crushed 9 ants, and the mal is an ant, and one ant is bishlei musa. So Taisa says chai doesn't mean that it's alive. It doesn't make a difference whether it's alive or dead. It means it's not crushed. It's still bishlei musa. Then it has a din of beria. So the Gemara says the Gemara uses the loshen chai to mean shalom. So Taisa says that's the teretz to this theory. In order to bench kosher bracha, in order to say kiddush abdallah kosher bracha, the yain has to be mozik, has to be tasty. Even though you're going to say bor piyagofen anyway, even on yain chai, but the gemara that says avir chai malish tif adoch has to be chai means the kli should be chai, the kli should be shalom as opposed to chipped. You shouldn't use a broken kli, even though the broken kli is machzik and revius in it, but it's chipped on top. That's not right. That's where Moshe Feinstein has a famous truva. He has a chiddush that if you have a paper cup or you have a plastic cup, even if it's not chipped on top, but it's so cheap, it's a disposable kli. So if you have a silver becher that's a little chipped on top, it's not sholem, you can't use it. Silver becher that's chipped on top is worth $100 the way it is, and the cup that you're throwing out in the garbage costs a penny. So he says it's kal v'chaimer. If you can't use a silver becher that's a little chipped, it's not sholem, so you certainly can't use a disposable kli. They quote the Rabbi, they asked Rabbi Yashiv, but he thinks that he's not sure whether he should pass like a Moshe. I thought it was such a compelling argument. It should be a kavachamer from $100 to a penny. It should be a compelling argument. Anyway, so that's one answer that Tosis gives. Tosis and Shabbos has that answer. It says on the side, look at the Tosis and Shabbos. They quote that answer from the Chachmei Narbona, I think, that Chai Malish Tifa Docha Shtif Adacha goes on the cup. And Mole goes, the cup should be Mole. So Chai doesn't go on the wine. Chai goes on the cup. The Kli should not be Shovah. The Kli should be a Sholem. Then Rabbi Yehuda thinks he doesn't like that answer. He said, that's a Pshetel. Chai doesn't go, even though there is such a Gemara, Risik Teshen and Molem, Bechat Chai. Chai means Sholem. It doesn't mean alive versus dead. It means Sholem. But he says, over here, when you're talking about Chai, Chai Mole Shtif Adacha, he thinks that Chai doesn't go on the cup, it goes on the Yayin. So he says he thinks the real answer is the Rabbeinu Tam's answer, the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. One of the Tosfos, and they give you, they don't have it over here. In Perek Ben Sora Mora, it says that the dinner Ben Sora Mora, Zolel V'Sovei. So the Gemara says Zolel V'Sovei has the connotation that he eats broiled steaks with a chevra of hooligans. And he drinks real Yayin Haitalke, real Italian strong wine. So the Gemara says, real strong wine, he's not going to be Nimshach after that. It's only if it's Mazik Velo Mazik. It's not fully Mazuk. Yayin normally Mazuk, he's not going to get so drunk about that because it doesn't have such a high alcohol content. Has to have Mazik, it shouldn't be fully Mazuk, and it shouldn't be not Mazik at all. Not Mazik at all, he's not going to enjoy it. There's not going to be nimshach. It's too much mazik, so it's not intoxicating. So the Gemara says it should be mazik v'loy mazik, a little bit mazik. So Rabbi Natan said, that's the teretz. Here the Gemara says it has to be mazik, and here the Gemara says it has to be chai. Teretz should be in between. It should be mazik v'loy mazik, not fully mazik. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that's the best answer. Each region probably thinks his answer is the best answer. Okay. So how many answers were there? So the one answer was it has to be chai at the beginning of the bench and he do the mizig in the middle of night. That's the girsa that says printed in the rif. The other answer is chai goes on the kli, it doesn't go on the yayin. The third answer is that it's mazik v'loy mazik. And then Tosfos has a few more answers. What does Tosfos say? V'yishlam and the bina sheit nachai l'toch hakos v'hakach yimzgeganu. No. Before you begin to bench, the yayin should be mozik. Tosfos didn't have this girsa that in the middle of noy delucha you fill in. That's the rif had that girsa. Bala Tosfos apparently didn't have that girsa. So they say the yayin should be mozik before you start to bench, and it should be mole before you start to bench. You don't make it mole in the middle of noy delucha, but what you shouldn't have. A bottle of yayin mozik on the table and pour the yayin mozik into the cup. You should pour yayin chai into the cup and do the mezig into the cup. It's more powerful. It's a stronger wine if it was sitting without meziga. If the yayin, I have wine in the house that's mozik for years. I have wine from 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I have wine in the house, so if it's mozik for a long time, it's not going to be so geschmack. But if it's chai until you put it into the kli, into the becha, and then you make it mozik. So then it's going to be more powerful. So that's the first suggestion. Another answer, inami, perhaps another suggestion, binachai min achovis. What does that mean, binachai min achovis? What does that mean? You have a barrel of wine and then you take a pitcher and you take some of the wine out of the barrel. So you don't have to do the mezig in the becher. Don't have to do the mezig in the becher. But you should do the meziga right before you're about to bench. You shouldn't have it mazik sitting on the table for a long time. You should take yayin chai from the chavis and do the meziga now as you're about to bench. Shouldn't be mazik from a long time ago. These are the various suggestions that the Rishonim gave to be miyashiv the steer between the two gemaras. And Nun Amibay says it should be mazik, and Nun Aleph Amnal says that it should be chai. So there has to be some kind of a yishuv to this steer.
Ramosha's comparison that the paper cup, is that because of the value? Or it doesn't look right?
There's no chashivas, it's the value.
In other words, if you have a very ugly silver cup and a beautiful plastic, would he say the same thing? In other words, it's because of the value or because it doesn't look right or because it's...
Both, Mustama, both. I mean, if you have a disposable clay that looks prettier than the becher, which one should you use?
It's plastic, I don't know. Silver cups. They look like silver.
But it's disposable,
It costs a nickel.
Yeah. I would think that that's not right. That's the latest thing. The last couple of years, everybody buys these plastic disposable cups that look like they're silver, but you throw it in the garbage afterwards. I would assume it's not right to use that. You should use, it's better to use a glass. Use a regular glass. A glass is not disposable.
Are these things
mi'akev?
I mean, I'm not
Yotzei. Some of them are mi'akev, some of them are not mi'akev. Well, which one?
So the one which Moshe learns from, there's a bunch of things you can't even
b'diavad use. I don't know. If you have a kli shover that's machzik revis, mistama, you can use it. According to that one pshat in Tosfos, that it goes on a kli, has to be sholem, it shouldn't be chipped. I don't think that's mi'akev b'diavad, that's lachat chila.
So if that's the only kos you have, so then...
You got no choice, then you use that kos, the one that's chipped, yeah? Or you use the one that's disposable, yeah? The Nigmar has a little bit of a discussion of kovod bizayin ochlim. Kovod ochlim, bizayin ochlim. Tan Rabbanan, dal dvarim nemru b'pas. What are the four dinim? Eminichim basachai ala pas. If you have raw flesh and you didn't salt it yet, so if you're going to put the raw flesh on top of the pas, then the dam is going to go in and it's going to make the piece of bread treif. Even if you already did salt the meat, but you didn't cook it yet. So then you're going to put, so the blood that's left is declared as moel habasa, the juice of the flesh. It's mutter. There's always dam left. Whenever you salt a piece of flesh, let's say you have a piece of flesh so big, you salt it, so the salt on all the top and the bottom and the four sides, the salt is not going to affect the inside. It's a foot by foot. It's gigantic. It's not going to affect the inside. There's going to be a ton of blood that's left. That's the halacha. After you salted the flesh properly, so all the blood that remains behind, we declare as moel habasa. So it's mutter, yeah, but still, even if it's not going to make the bread treif, it's going to make the bread, who's going to want to eat it? It has raw blood there. It has raw blood that's mutter bachila, because we salted it and it's called moel habasa, but who's going to want to eat the bread? So you're going to throw it out. So that's bizayin ochlim. So that's what he says, Dal Dvarim Nemru Pas, you shouldn't put raw meat, whether it was not salted or was salted, you shouldn't put it on a loaf of bread, on a slice of bread. Ve'ma'avim kos mole ala pas, you shouldn't, if you have a loaf of bread over here, you shouldn't carry a full cup of wine or milk or whatever on top of it, because some of it may spill on the bread. Then no one's going to want to eat the bread, because it's going to be soggy, it's going to be full of wine, it's going to have a funny taste. In Zarkam Sapas, you shouldn't throw the pas, even though it's on the table. Even though it's on the table, it's not going to fall on the floor. It's not going to get dirty. It's bizayin oichlim. Mitzamchem es hakayra bipas. And let's say you're serving soup. So the soup, I don't know, the table is on a tilt. The soup bowl is a little crooked, out of shape. So you want to put a slice of bread on the bottom of the soup bowl. So the soup bowl should sit flat. It should be straight. So it says you're not allowed to do that. Because why? Because some of the soup may overflow, may spill on the slice of bread. Now, no one's going to want to eat the slice of bread. So now the Gemara has a discussion. This din ein zarkam is hapas. You're not allowed to throw the bread, slice of bread, on the table. Does that apply to other foods? Ameim mazut ravashi, three amaraim, krichu, korchu, rifka, behari ador. They all ate bread. Rifta is bread. They all ate a meal together. I said, kamay tamri virimayne. So they brought, at the end of the meal, they brought some fruits to eat. Shokam Azutra, Pasik Lukhamid Rashi Distana. When they served the fruit at the end, so they had some chicken left over, they had some flesh. So he tossed a piece of cooked flesh to Ravashi's direction. They were ready to eat the dessert, and he throws the leftover flesh to him. Amalei. So Ravashi says to him, don't you know the Sava the Mada Hodatanya and Zarkam Saikum? You're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to throw food. So he answers, no, that's only by pas. Even past Tanya, there's more of a requirement of kovod bizayin ochlim by pas than by other macholim. I have a Tanya shem shen zorkim sal pas kach in zorkim esa ochlim. Says beferish it applies even to other foods. Amalei no, but on the other hand, Tanya there's a brisa that says not. Afal pishen zorkim sal pas avol zorkim esa ochlim. So it's a steer between the two brises. The answer is no. Elo loy kashe teres to the steer. So I've made it the mimis. I've made it the loy mimis. If I'm gonna throw something. If I'm going to throw it on the floor and it's going to get, and if it's not going to land in the right place, it's going to get all dirty and people are going to throw it out, they're not going to eat it, that's bizayin ochlim. But if I'm throwing it on the table and if it doesn't land in your plate, land on the table closer, you're still going to eat it. It's not going to get mimis. So then it's only osir if it's bread. Anything other than bread is okay. A lot of people have the practice, they throw bread on Shabbos. They say amotzi, they throw the bread. That's the Gemara says it's not right. Not supposed to be zorik the bread, even though it's not mimis. You shouldn't hand the bread biyadayim. Hand the bread into the other person's inn. That's what you do to aveilim. See, you don't treat the people, but you put the bread on their plate. You don't put it in their hands, you put it on the plate. Tana Rabbanan, by Goyisha weddings, they throw rice all the time. Why rice? Because they want to give a blessing that they should have a lot of children. Just like rice, there's so much. So are you allowed to throw rice? Do you throw the rice on the Chasen Kala's head? No? I think that's what they used to do. I haven't seen it usually when they come out of church. I used to live near a church when I was a little boy. So whenever there would be a Goyisha wedding, so they would throw rice on the head. So all the rice would fall on the floor. So that's bizayin ochlam. You're not going to eat it. So that's what Tosfos says. That what's such a minig to throw chitim on the chasen kala's head, like by the goyim they throw the rice. So Tosfos says you should be careful. You should only throw it in a place where it's not going to become dirty. If it's going to become nifsad, then it's bizayin ochlam. You're not allowed to. So they say tana rabbanim amshichin yayim b'tzinos afnei chasen afnei kala. The minig used to be they would pour wine as a simen bracha, as a simen bracha. Also, they should have a lot of children, but they did it in such a way that the wine was always held in a pipe, in a container. It wouldn't fall on the ground. In the summertime, when it's not going to get dirty if it lands on the ground. By us, if it lands on the floor, even in the summertime, even if the street is clean, with such mufunok and for germs, we're not going to eat it, so you're not allowed to do it. For sure you're not allowed to, it's going to get dirty. Why? Because a gluska, even if it's not going to get dirty, but it's going to get bounced around when it bounces on the ground, so no one's going to want to eat it. So that's bizayin ochlam. To throw ochlam in such a way that people are not going to want to eat it later on, that you're not allowed to do. And pas, you're not allowed to throw in zarkim sapas. More chomer than the others, even if they will eat it later. That's more kpeid on mizonach. Okay, what's the din? You have to say the birchas hanani before you eat the food. What's wrong if you say the birchas hanani after you finish eating the food? Why?
Isn't gluskos bread? So why does Rashi say it's going to get ruined? Wouldn't it be asserted for gluskos anyway?
I don't know. Mistama de gluskos means a piece of cake? No. Shamimska gluske yefefia. Gluska is probably a cookie or a cake or something.
It's a pass above a piston.
Probably.
It should also have the din of pas.
It has the din of pas when you get to some dinim. But since it's a snack, so it doesn't have the chumra pas is because ala lechem yechi adam. Lechem is more chumra than everything else. Lechem used to be the staff of life. That was the main part of the meal, used to be the lechem years ago. Today, everybody avoids eating lechem. It's not healthy to eat so much bread, but years ago, that was the main part of the meal, was the lechem, so there's more of a kpeda on the bizoyin ochlam. Yeah. So why does it didn't require you have to say a bracha before you eat the food? Before you eat the food. So we said, because osalonim shehanim b'ralam azeh b'lai bracha, so the bracha is considered as if the bracha is a pidyon, because it's hegdish. Well, the Gemara quote the Pesukim. Lashem Horatzim Loya. The whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you eat anything without a bracha, Kan Kodim Bracha, Kan La'achah Bracha. That's on Laman Heh Amudala going over Talmud Beis. So Hanenim Midala Mazeh B'lai Bracha Mo'al. It's like Mi'ila Behegdish, because everything belongs to Hashem. Lashem Horatzim Loya. So the bracha is considered like a pidyon. That's the Lashem that the Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi period. When you recite the bracha in advance, that's considered like pidyon hegdash. So if you want to eat some hegdash, you have to be paid it before you eat it. You can't eat it and then be paid it later on. You can't have a matir l'mafreya. You have to have the bracha as a matir. So you have to have the matir before you eat. What if a person forgot and he put the food in his mouth and he forgot to say a bracha? So the Gemara has a stira, a three-way stira between three brises. Tanya chodo, here, four lines from the bottom. One brise says, you put the food in your mouth, bolon, and you forgot to say a bracha, so you swallow it, and then you say a bracha later when you continue to eat. Tanya, the second bracha, says bolton. take it out of your mouth, say the bracha, and then put it back in. And the third braisa says, Misalkan, you put it to one side of the mouth, and you say the bracha, and then you swallow what you have in your mouth. So isn't it a three-way contradiction? What are you supposed to do? Umar says, Loi kasha, the three braises, they're all correct. Hodatanya bolom bimashkin. If you have mashkin in your mouth, he has some soda. He put the soda in his mouth, forgot he didn't say a bracha shahakol. He said a bracha mezainis, let's say a cookie, but he didn't say a bracha shahakol. He forgot. So what's he going to do? He's going to spit out the soda in his mouth back into the cup of soda. He's not going to want to drink it again. He's going to spit it out down the drain. So it's going to be a hefsed oichlim. So let him swallow what he has in his mouth. He made a mistake. Let him swallow. He'll drink it without a brocha, and then he'll say a brocha, and he'll continue to drink the rest of the soda from the cup. What the Tanya Polton, the second brisa that says he should take it out of his mouth, say a brocha, and then put it back in, that's bemidah d'loy mimis. He put a cookie in his mouth, and he didn't start to chew it yet. He just put it in his mouth, forgot to say a brocha. Take it out of your mouth, say bar mimis, and put it back in. What the Tanya Misalkan, let's say he already chewed the cookie. And then he realized that he forgot to say bar mitzvah. What's it going to take? The chewed out cookie with that has all of his saliva, and he's going to take it out on a spoon, take it on his finger, and then say bar mitzvah, and put it back in. It's midah de mimis. He's not going to want to do that. So if it's midah de mimis, then we allow you to say the bracha with the food in your mouth. So put the cookie that you chewed up already, full of your saliva, put it in one side of your mouth, say the bracha, and then you swallow. Freg the Gemara, and if you didn't start to chew the cookie yet, b'midi de lo mimis, freg the Gemara. If midi de mimis, you can put the cookie on one side of the mouth, even midi de lo mimis, even if you didn't start chewing the cookie yet, why can't you just leave the cookie on one side of your mouth? Why do you have to take it out, say the bracha, put it back in? You see, you can say a bracha with food in your mouth. So leave the cookie on one side of the mouth and say the bracha. Freg the Gemara, the top line, b'midi de lo mimis, if you didn't chew the cookie yet, Nami, l'salkeinu l'tzad echad u'levarach. You see that you can say a bracha with food in your mouth. And for the Gemara, no, we have a pasuk that says, Yimoli pi tehil asech. When you say a bracha, the bracha should be recited from your whole mouth. You shouldn't have any food in your mouth at the time you're saying a bracha. So if by insisting that he already chewed up the cookie, if he's going to insist, he has to take the chewed up cookie out of his mouth and then say the bracha, because Yimoli pi tehil asech, then he's not, it's mimis, it's not the heretz, he should put it back into his mouth. So there we're mekel, we permit him to say the bracha, even though he has something in his mouth. But whenever he didn't start chewing the cookie, admitted to learn mimis, then you should really take it out of your mouth. You shouldn't have anything in your mouth at the time. Let's say a person chewing gum, and then he's going to say shahakal to drink something. So you should take the gum out of his mouth. Gum is not admitted to mimis. Look, put it back in after he says the bracha. You shouldn't have anything in your mouth at the time that you say bro. So the Gemara has a shayla. Bo minei Rav Chisda, what's the din? Mishochal b'shosa v'lo birch. He ate and he drank and he forgot to say a bracha. And he's in the middle of eating. Mal sheyachsa v'yibarach. Should he say a bracha in the middle? Or do you say no? Since he didn't say a bracha at the beginning of the eating of the food, he won't gain anything by saying the bracha now. So the Gemara said, what are you, crazy? Mishochal shum v'reich anoydev. If a person ate garlic and you can smell that he had the garlic, so would we recommend yachsav yechol shum acher kadesh she'erech anoydef more? He did wrong. He ate half the meal. He's having supper, so he ate half the food on the plate without a bracha. And then he realized we got to say a bracha. So he say, finish eating everything without a bracha. Say the brachas in the middle. Say the hadam on the vegetable, shahakal on the chicken, and shine. Say it in the middle. It doesn't make sense just because he ate half of the supper without a bracha, he should continue to eat all the rest without a bracha. That doesn't make any sense. He should say a bracha in the middle. Amar Avinu Hilchach, oh, once you say it like that, so it follows logically, afilu gomasi dosa, also yachsav yivarch. Even if he finished eating everything on the plate, there's no food left at all, lechatchila, more correct is to say the bracha, v'lasiyasin kaz birchas zuhi pidyoina. But once in a while, there is a matel mafreya. Do we ever have any matel mafreya? We have by chalas chutzlorts, echel v'holach, v'chakach mafrish. Afrashas chala in Eretz Yisrael. Min ha-Torah, the mitzvah of chala only applies in Eretz Yisrael. At the pasuk, where's chala in Parsha Shlach? V'hoyachem al-Horetz, it says. V'hoyachem al-Horetz. min haTorah chalas a mitzvah tulimar only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Ksubis in the second parak that bismanazeh even in Eretz Yisrael chalas only with the Rabbanon, because at the beginning of the Bais Sheni period there wasn't the bias kulchem. Pasuk says bivayachem al haaretz, you need bias kulchem. So Ruba de Ruba of the Jews didn't return back in the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. They didn't return back to Eretz Yisrael. So for many years there was no bias kulchem. So for many years chalas Eretz Yisrael was only with the Rabbanon. So chalas chutz l'aretz was double the Rabbanon. Even chalas in Eretz Yisrael is only the Rabbanon, and it's chutz l'aretz to Eretz Yisrael is a double the Rabbanon. So because chalas chutz l'aretz is a din the Rabbanon kal, not all the din of the Rabbanon are on the same level of seriousness. So chalas chutz l'aretz is more kal than others. So there's a whole sugya in Becheres and Daf Chav Zayin, but the Gemara has a whole bunch of kulis in chalas chutz l'aretz. So one of them is one of the kulis is oich v'cholach v'achakach mafrish. You can eat, let's say, I know there's a bakery where all the ingredients are kosher, but they're not careful about afrashas chal. So you should really, when you buy from that bakery, cake or cookies or challahs, you should always be mafrish challah on your own, because you know that everything is kosher, but they're not mafrish challah. What if it's already on Shabbos, on Yontav, I bought challahs, I bought cookies for Shabbos. There are some bakeries where they're only mafrish challah on challah. They're not mafrish challah on bread. Some bakery, the mafrish challah only on bread, not on cake and cookies. So that's not right. And Shulchan Aruch says it's supposed to be mafrish on all breads and on all cakes and cookies also. So if I know everything is kosher, but just the chashudim, they're not careful about afrashas challah. So you should really be mafrish challah before Shabbos and before Yontav. What if Shabbos entered, you forgot to be mafrish? So if it would have been chalas Eretz Yisrael, there is no such kula. Ochel v'haylach v'achakach mafrish. Well, chalas chutz l'aretz, that's the halacha. So you have to leave over a little bit and then eat everything else, and then a Matzoi Shabbos, Matzoi Yontif, and the little bit that you left over, you have to leave over one cookie, then you can break off part of the cookie, say, this should be challah on everything that I ate, and on the other half of the cookie. You can't declare, Rashi says, you leave over, and you say, this cookie should be challah on everything that I ate. And Tosis argues with Rashi and Psochim, Tosis argues, Tosis says, no, you have to have Shoreh Nikorim. Says, so Reishis has the connotation of Shiareha Nikorim. This is the Reishis, and that's left over. You have to have a contrast between Kodesh and Chol. I say, this is Kodesh and not Chol. If you don't have the contrast, then the Kodesh is not Nika. You have to have Shiareha Nikorim. So Tosis says, you shouldn't just leave over a half a cookie, and after Shabbos, after Abdullah, say, this half a cookie should be challah for everything that I ate. You have to leave over a whole cookie and then break off a half and say, this should be challah on everything that I ate already and on the half a cookie that's over here. Then you're mekayim shareh nikorim as well. So there is a din. Let's say chalas chutz l'aretz. Och v'holach, and he's never mafrish. It turns out he's never mafrish challah. He violated the isar reading tevel. That was a takanas chacham. There is a din of tevel even a chutz l'aretz. But they said a kula echel v'holach machakach mafrish. You can eat everything as long as you plan, as long as you mafrish libesov. So it's matel l'mafreya. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing. It can't be matel something l'mafreya. You ate it at the time that you ate it. It was tevel, so there's no way to undo the Yisra Achilas tevel. I remember years ago, the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, so there used to be a soda that was called Tempo Soda. I don't know if it still exists. I don't know if the company is still in business. So the boys from Brisk didn't trust the Rabbanut and Afrashas Trumas and Maisers. So they would buy a bottle of soda, they would drink the whole thing till the bottom, and then there would be mafrish a little bit, oichel v'holach v'achkach mafrish. There would be mafrish a little bit as Truma Gedoyla, then mafrish a little bit as Maiserishin, and then Maisersheni, and then they'd be paid in the Maisersheni, whole story. But first they would drink a half a bottle of soda. So the Shemir Shabbos Kolchosa complains that that's Keneged Adin. He says, just because Afrashas Trumas and Maisers Bizman Hazeh and Eretz Yisrael is only with the Rabbanon doesn't mean that the Kula applies. This is a Kula that's Meyuchad only for Chalas Chutz L'aretz. It's in the Sugya M'choris and Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara didn't mean that any time Trumas and Maisers the Rabbanon you can be Matal and Mafreya. Ochel B'holach V'chakach Mafish. It's only a Chalas Chutz L'aretz.
Can you leave over two cookies? Rabbi said it takes one cookie, breaks it, because half is here in the car. But if he leaves over two cookies and takes one,
Same thing. As long as it's
something.
As long as the Kodesh, the challah is Kodesh, and there's chol next to it. So that's called Sherei HaNikar. That's called Sherei HaNikar. So there is such a thing. On the level of the Raisa, there's no such thing to be matan nisa tevel amafreya. At the time you ate it, you violated tevel, there's no way to undo it. But on the level of the Rabbanan, there is such a thing. So that's what he thought. That's what Ravina thought. Amar Ravina, Hilkach, since if you're in the middle of eating supper, you realize you forgot to say a bracha. So say the bracha now and continue to eat. So he says, not only if you're in the middle of eating, let's say you finished eating, afilu goma sudasa, yachsav yivarchi, you can bid the evid, you can say a bracha after you finished eating at the matala mafreya, the whole din of also the hanitz, manala mazai b'lai bracha, and Hashem hoetz m'loya, everything belongs to Hashem. The whole thing is midirabonin, that's not minatur. On the level of the raisa, once you ate it, b'isa, you can't say b'chasa zui p'dyoinoi, lachar maisa, but the whole din is only midirabonin, so Ravina holds, you can be matala mafreya. How do you know you can be matala mafreya? So he proves it to Tanya, because we have a braisa, and the braisa is not talking about b'chas hanahen, and the braisa is talking about b'chas hamitzah. When a person goes to the mikveh, so he says a bracha. That's a question. Who says a bracha when they go to the mikveh? A married woman goes to the mikveh, says a bracha. Any Tommy who goes to the mikveh says a bracha. Who's going to the mikveh over here? Tobal biola, the person went to the mikveh and he comes out. Oima baliyasa, after he comes out of the mikveh, then he or she says the bracha. Sounds like it's a he. Tovah liyola, sounds like it's a zocher. A man went to the mikveh. So when he comes out of the mikveh, he says, Hashem kadoshan v'mitzvah v'tzivano ala tefillah. So Tosis has one pshat, v'yishlam and then marry b'tfilah's gerim.
He can't say the bracha
before. He's not Jewish. He can't say Hashem kadoshan v'mitzvah v'tzivano. There was one opinion in the Tanoim, in the days of the Tanoim, that mol v'loy tovah is really Jewish, but it's a mitzvah he should go to the mikveh, but it's not ma'akev in the geris. That's in Yevamos and the Mem Hey. One of Tana is of the opinion, Mol v'loy tovel is Jewish, just the mitzvah. The other Tana holds fakir, tovel v'loy mol is Jewish. Just like by women, all you need is tefillah. The women don't have any milos. Even by men, all you need is tefillah, tovel v'loy mol. A mitzvah milah, he'll do the mitzvah milah. Like all Jewish men have to have a bris milah. So the ger is converted, he's Jewish. We don't pass like that. The Mishnah said before that you can't be mitzaref akusi, can't be mitzaref anochri. In the beginning of a Shlosh HaShochlan, it says, you cannot be mitzarf anachri to the mezuman. So the Gemara says, what it means is, mol v'loy tovel, tovel v'loy mol, they're both miyakim. That's it. We don't pass like any of those tanoim, that mol v'loy tovel is good and tovel v'loy mol is good. We pass on everything as miyakim. So he cannot say the bracha shekedishana b'mitzvah sov, v'tzivano ala tvilo oival asiyosim. He's not kedishana b'mitzvah sov, v'tzivano. So he says the bracha tovel v'yola when he comes out. That's how Tosis learns. That's how Tosis learns. How does Rashi learn? Rashi says it's talking about a man who's a Balkari, and when Takanas Ezra was still Bitokva, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the end of Perek Merubah, that Ezra made 10 Takanas. Bech Mezaka, we spoke yesterday, made 9 Takanas. We spoke yesterday. Oh, that was a different shiur. We have a different shiur yesterday. Bech Mezaka made 9 Takanas. But Ezra made 10 Takanas, the Gemara has. Ezra made 10 takanas. One of the 10 takanas was that a balkari or a woman who's a palit shech nazera is not allowed to daven, is not allowed to learn Torah. Then later generations we had in the second pairing, Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser was way after Ezra, many generations later. So he repealed the takana. He said ein David Torah mekabel tuma, and a balkari is permitted to learn Torah. Then we had a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. 2 days in Tosis, whether when they repealed the takana that a balkari is permitted to learn Torah, what about the daven? Was it automatically the whole takana was repealed? No, the takana was only repealed vis-a-vis learning Torah. Halakot dvorik ha'esh, ma'esh eni mekabel tuma, afti b'tarei mekabel tuma. So he only repealed the takana with respect to balkari learning Torah, but when it gets to davening, you still have to go to mikveh. So that's why many chassidim are makveh. They go to mikveh every morning. They don't want everybody to know when they became, when they were with their wives, and when they're not with their wives, when they became. Okay, so they go to mikveh every morning, so nobody will know what this story is. The Rambam says, Mikra din, you don't need tefillah even for davening, but he personally was always machmet. That's what he writes in the Mishnah Torah. He was always machmet to go to mikveh before he davens. The Kes Mishnah asks, but if the Rambam holds the whole takana was repealed, so what is it being machmer about? There's no takana. So he says, no, the takana had value. B'shaita, it did make sense. The only reason why it was repealed is because it's Ein Yechalim Lamed Bo. He saw that it's two Tosfos. Yes. How can he repeal it? Takana. Did he think he's greater, B'chokhma B'minyan, greater than Ezra? So Tosfos says, no, he didn't think it was greater. But he probably looked around and he realized that it's Ein Rabatzi B'chalim Lamed Bo. But it really had, this Takana was a decent, a good Takana. It should have been retained, but it just wasn't working. So since the Takana did have meaningfulness, it had Mashma'ut, so the Rambam felt that the proper thing is to be, those who can, should be Choshesh for it. So Rashi learns again that this Bryce is talking Tavol V'Yola. This Bryce is talking about a Balkeri. Not that he went to a funeral. Not a different tumor. No, he's a Balkeri, so he's not allowed to say a Brocha. And before they repealed the Takana Sezra, Rashi doesn't say one way or the other whether they did repeal or not, but they get to reciting brachas before they repeal the takana. So he has to say, he wants to say a bracha on the tefillah in the mikveh. If there's takana Ezra that you have to go to mikveh in order to daven, in order to learn, so the stomach makes sense to say a bracha. You got to daven every day, you have to learn Torah, so the stomach, it's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh. So then you say a bracha. Let's say someone attended a funeral and then he wants to become tohar. What's the significance of becoming tohar? He wants to eat karbanah, so he wants to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Not mechuyif. It's not mechuyif to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So when he's going to be tovel in a mikveh, he touched the dead sheretz. When he's tovel in a mikveh, does he say a bracha? It doesn't really say in the Gemara. A married woman says a bracha when she goes to the mikveh. Does it say that every tameh who wants to become tohar says a bracha? It's unclear. Tosfos says it's talking about a ger and his guy. So he can't say kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, akati gabra lachos. He can't say the bracha ayvul asiyos. So I'll call upon him. What did the Gemara make a tzushtal? Rabina says, "Did Tanya? I'm going to prove to you that you can have a matel amafreya. If you finished eating, if you're in the middle of eating supper, it makes sense to say the bracha on what you're going to eat in kadal habad." Then he says, "Lefichach, not only should you stop in the middle of eating and say bracha before you finish eating the second half of what's on your plate, even if you finished eating everything on the plate, you can have a matel amafreya. On the level of deraisa, it doesn't exist. By tevel deraisa, it doesn't exist. But by chalas chutz lort, you have it. And over here also, by birchas hanenin, it can be matel amafreya. So how does he prove that such a thing is matel amafreya from the birchas hamitzvahs? So it sounds like he's assuming that birchas hamitzvah is a matir. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say. The Loshon HaRambam is in Hilchas Brachas, Kishem Shetiknu Chachamim Bracha Birchas Hanen, and Kach Tiknu Chachamim, that before you're about to perform a mitzvah, you should recite a bracha. Why is it Kishem? Just like, it's a totally different bracha. This is Bar Minim Zainas on the cookies, and this is Asher Kedushanu Mitzvahs Etzvonim Haniach Tefillin. Why is it Kishem? What's the connection? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in one of his sort. He says the mashmois of the Rambam is that birchas hamitzvah is a matir. That in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need a matir. You can't just go to the White House and knock on the door and want to speak to the President of the United States. You have to make achonis in advance. You have to have a matir to speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the matir is, if you have a chiv to do a mitzvah, so on the level of the raisa, the matir is the obligation to do the mitzvah. That's the matir. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants you to come close to him and to do the mitzvah. He wants you to learn Torah. Not everybody has permission to learn Torah. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Malalasha Omer Lekim Malach Alasapachukai." The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will tell the Rasha, "I didn't give you permission to learn my Torah." If a person is a Rasha and he doesn't plan, he's going to learn, and he's not going to observe. He's learning the laws of Shabbos, and he violates the laws of Shabbos. He's learning the laws of Kashrus, and he violates the laws of Kashrus. So that's what the Pasuk says in Tilim. Well, Larosh Alakim, Maloch Alasapichup, you have no right to learn my Torah. So, Midirabbanan, they said, not only the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah is the matir, you need a bracha to be matir as well. And nonetheless, you can say, bracha lachar asiyasam, it'll be matir lemafreya, because you're dealing with a din derabban, it's not a real din derais. Tovel, v'yol ha-baliyasahoyim, you can say the bracha afterwards. So too over here, after you finish eating, you can have a matir lemafreya. So he's making an equation. Rabin is making a tushta, making an equation. Just like he can have a bracha lachar asiyosan by birchas hamitzvah and it'll be matal amafreya, so too you can have a bracha on hanoe and it'll be matal amafreya, because the whole isa is only an isa de rabbon, it's not an isa de reis. And then the Gemara says velohi, but the tushtel is not correct. Hosam by the tvila mekor gavra lechazi. According to Tosfos, he's talking about a ger, so he's not Jewish. So he can't say the bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivon. According to Rashi, he is Jewish, but he's a balkari, so he's not allowed to say the bracha in advance. You have no choice, you're not allowed to. Abahacha, but over here by the food, mekor gavra lechazi. Over here, he should have said the bracha before he started eating all the food. He forgot, he wasn't paying attention. Well, the itchi, itchi. Over here, though, by eating food, since he should have said the bracha in advance, and he didn't, so he lost his chance, and we don't paskin like Ravina. He cannot say the bracha afterwards. So the Shach points out in Simen Yutes, in Yerideh, Simen Yutes is Birchas HaShchita. Yerideh begins with Hilchas Shchita. Then you have Hilchas Dreyfus, then you have Hilchas Dam, Melicha, the whole Yerideh Chelek Aleph is patterned after the Rashbos Taras Habayis. Rashbos was Talmud of the Rambat. So he wrote a whole fantastic sefer where he quotes the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ramban, and he quotes all the Rishonim and he gives you his opinion. Fantastic sefer, the Taras Habayis. So the whole Chelek Aleph Yerideh is patterned after the Rashbos Taras Habayis. That's how the Rashba begins with Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Dreyfus, and so on. So Simon Yutes in Yerideya is Birchas HaShchita. So in Hilchas Birchas HaShchita, the Shach has a long Arichas, there's a machlokes between the Ramam and the Or HaZeruah. If a person, let's say, put on tefillin so early, he davened at the early, early minyan. So you're not supposed to say a bracha on the talis and tefillin until Mishiyakas Chavera B'richu G'dal HaRamas. Mishiyakas Chavera has to be after Alos HaShachar, but it's before Hanetz HaChama. So how soon before Hanetz HaChama is Mishiyakir? So we learned in the first peri, we discussed this. So Moshe Feinstein writes, he checked many times in New York, he thinks it's between 35 minutes and 40 minutes before sunrise. Different parts of the world, it's a different amount of time. He thinks in New York, it's something like between 35 and 40 minutes before sunrise. So let's say he's davening at the early, early minya, and he put on the talis and tefillin, it was 50 minutes before sunrise. So he didn't say a bracha. So he had in mind, he's going to say the bracha after Yishtabach. He's going to say the bracha after Tachnor. Then he forgot. He forgot all about the bracha. He takes off the talis and tefillin. The second he takes off the talis and tefillin, he reminds himself he forgot to say a bracha. So the Rambam writes, Mashanasik Vanasa, Fafal, you already finished the whole mitzvah. If you're still wearing the talis and tefillin, say the bracha now, and you can continue to wear the talis and tefillin. So it'll be over las yosim for the next 2 minutes. But if you already took off the talis and tefillin, so the Rambam writes, Mashanasa Kvanasa, Chalfan, they can't say the bracha anymore. And the Ozarua disagrees, and the Ozarua brought the raif and the Mishnah, and the end of Psochim. I think we discussed it already, no? Mishnah, and the end of Psochim has the very last Mishnah, as Machlegs Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel. On Pesach night, you eat two karbonas. You eat the chagigas harba osar. We pass on chagigas harba osar as lav deraisa. The chagiga that you shecht on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkot, that's the korban chagiga deraisa. That gimlin mitzvahs, nitztavi yisol, bali osam laregel. Gemara in chagiga, the avov and the base, quotes at the sefta in chagiga. That on Shalosh Shagolam, all the men are mechiv to be oil laregel. They're obligated to participate in three different korbanas. So they have to bring a chagiga, Shalmei Chagiga, they have to bring an oil asriya, and they have to eat Shalmei Simcha. So it says, so that's the Chagiga that you bring on Tezvav. That's the Korma Chagiga that you shecht on Pesach. And then there was a Chagiga Sarba Osa that they brought on Erev Pesach, so that when they eat the Korban Pesach, it should be Nechal Ala Sova. They would have the 10, 15 people shutfim in one Korban Pesach. Each person would only get a kazayis of meat. But he's supposed to eat the Korban Pesach Halasov. He's supposed to be not starving. So they would bring a Chagiga, Shlomim, Shalmei Chagiga, and Erev Pesach, Minatari, you're not Mechuyiv to me, the Rabbana, they did, in order that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Halasov. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim. So probably first you eat the Chagiga, and you say, Shekhrishonu, first you say, Amoitzi Lach Menuarti Me. Then you say, Alachilas Matzah, eat the Matzah by the Seder. And then you don't say shakal on the meat, because everything is covered. You don't need a birchas anenin. But you have to say Birchas HaMitzvah. So you say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sav Tzivanu Al Achilas HaZevach. Rashi said, Rashi, when the Gemara quoted Kihu Yivarech Es HaZevach, when Shaul was looking for Shmuel Hanavi because he lost the Asanos, so Hu Yivarech Es HaZevach, Rashi said, he's going to say the Bracha Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sav Tzivanu Al Achilas HaZevach. Where was that Gemara again? Here on Mem Chesam Mebeis. If the girls met Shaul, he was tall and handsome, and they wanted his tackle be off Yoshal Shaul. They wanted to look at him, so they were talking bariches. Kivayachem hoir came tim tzavos b'teran yala abamos alecha kiloech alam adboya kihu yivarch hazevach. So Rashi quotes the Tosefta. What bracha does he say yivarch hazevach? Sheishan asher kedushan b'mitzvah b'tzivano alachilos hazevach. And then when they ate the Korban Pesach, they said, Ebrocha, Shekhisham, son, Arachidus HaPesach. So the Iker really is the Korban Pesach. The Chagigas HaBos is only made the Rabbanim. Once you bring it, it's a bona fide Korban on the level of the Raisa, but the obligation to bring it is only made the Rabbanim, that the Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. Nechal Pesach, Nechal Al HaSom, Shem Shvir HaSetzim. So the whole thing is Exerah the Rabbanim. Once you makrib the Korban, Chagigas HaBos, it's a Korban on the level of the Raisa. So the Iker, if you're doing two mitzvahs, one is an Iker, one is a Tofel. So we have a rule, Birch HaLeika, Patas HaTvelo, by Birchas HaNenin. Let's say you have, you're eating bread with butter on it. So you only say HaMoitzi, you don't say HaShakal on the butter, you have potatoes, fried potatoes with butter, you have French fries with ketchup. So you don't say Brach on the ketchup, you say Brach on the French fries, and you don't say Brach on the salt. It's an Iker and a Tofel. So one Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, is of the opinion that Birch HaLeika, Patas HaTfeila, even carries over the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Once you say the Bracha on the Korban Pesach, that covers the Achilas HaZevach also. There's no need to say Birch HaZevach. And Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, Lozu Paterizu, Lozu Paterizu. The Bracha on the Zevach doesn't patter the Pesach, and the Bracha on the Pesach doesn't patter the Zevach. So the Ozeru raises the question, when is he saying a bracha on the Korban Pesach? The Seder Hadorim is first to eat the Chagiga Sabasar, and then you eat the Korban Pesach later, that it should be Nechal Al HaSova. So the din that Birch HaLeika Patas HaTfeilo only applies if you eat the Iker before the Tfeilo or together. But first you eat the Tofel, then you eat the Iker. Then you do have to say a bracha on the Tofel. Here first you eat the Chagiga Sabasar, and then you eat the Korban Pesach later. So how can Rabbi Shmuel say that he says the bracha on the Korban Pesach and patas the zevach? So the Ozeru interprets in the Mishnah, must be hachma maskina. So no kim to pshat. The Mishnah is talking, the guy forgot and he ate the chagigas habasa without a birchas hamitzvah. And he finished eating all the chagigas habasa that he plans to eat without saying the birchas hamitzvah. Now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach. Now he wakes up and he reminds himself he forgot to say the birchas hamitzvah on the chagiga. So Rabbi Shmuel says, under these circumstances, let him only say Broch on the Iker, that'll pata the Tvela. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo zuba tereshul zuba, lo bichas. One bracha doesn't pata the other, even though there's room to argue that it's an Iker and a Tofel. So he has to say a Broch on the Chagigas HaBasa that he already finished eating. That's a Broch la'achar asiyasam. Just like by the Ger, but by the Ger it was Akati Gavra lo chozi, he had no choice. So the Melech HaTchila, they made the takana that he says the bracha after Tovel V'yola Bal Yosa Huayma. But over here, he really should have said the bracha before eating the Chagigas HaBos. But he forgot to. But you see from the Mishnah that you can say the bracha L'achar HaSiyosa. He can't wait 2 hours later. If right after he eats the Chagigas HaBos, he reminds himself he forgot to say the bracha. So the Ozeru brings a raif in the Mishnah. So the Shach quotes this machlokes, the Rambam and Ozeru. The Rambam says in a few places, all the Birchas HaMitzvah have to be cited Oivel HaSiyosam, and if you didn't say it Oivel HaSiyosam, farfal, Mashanase Kranase, it's too late. You can't say the Bracha L'Acham HaSiyosam. And that's because, so the Shach says, the Rambam got it from this Gemara, that a Birchas HaMitzvah is matter you to do the mitzvah like a Birchas HaNenen is matter the Hanoem. And the Gemara says, you cannot have a matter l'mafreya. You have by Chalas chutz la'asech v'halach l'hakach mafresh. There you have a matel l'mafresh. But here there's no such thing as a matel l'mafresh. The one that the Rambam holds, the one and only exception to the rule is by the ger. The Rambam learns he goes on the ger because akatigata l'achavi. L'chazi, he wasn't Jewish. So melech atchila, they made the takona that the ger, who is tovel in a mikveh, should say the bracha after Tov Al Yola when he comes up. But outside of Tfilas Ager, you never have a bracha lachar asiyos, and just like you never have a bracha anenin, because anenin after eating it. There's no matel lemafreya, even by the Rabban, no matel lemafreya. And the Ozer Ruah says, no, you can have, by mitzvahs, you can have lemafreya. By eating food, the Gemara says not so. The Gemara says we don't pass like Ravina, but by Birchas HaMitzvah, just like by the Ger, you have no Breira. Shas HaTchak Kediyevet Domi. So we allow B'Shas HaTchak, but usually it's only good B'Diyevet. So by any other Birchas HaMitzvah, if you didn't say the Birchas HaMitzvah, Oivel Asiyosam, so you say Lachar Asiyosam. By the Ger, we do it Lachatchila like that. Because Akati Gabel Ochazi, so Shas HaTchak Kediyevet Domi. We allow Lachatchila, but usually it's only good B'Diyevet. So the Shach writes in Simi Yutas, the Rambam got it from our Gemara. The Gemara, Ravina equated the two. Birchas HaMitzvah is HaMatir, Matir to do the mitzvah, and Birchas HaNenah is Matir to get Hanoi. And just like you can't have a Matal HaMafreya by Hanoi, you can't have a Matal HaMafreya by mitzvahs. The one exception to the rule is the gear. That's a Shaila. What do you mean the one exception to the rule is the gear? Soloveitchik said that he once participated in a geirus, once in his life. He says he always avoided geirus. He didn't want to, he had no time, didn't get one again involved. So there was once a couple, the husband was a musma from the yeshiva, and they didn't have any children, so they adopted a baby girl. So the geir, the baby, was an infant, so the baby can't say a bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed the davar pasha that the bezin says the bracha. Shekadoshana b'mitzvah yisovitz ivano ala tfila. That itself is questionable, whether the Bezin says a bracha or not. There was a Chassidish Rebbe who's known as the Bnei Yisoschar, Rabbi Shmuel Dinover. So he has an addition to his Sefer Bnei Yisoschar, which goes in the order of the Amitayvim. It goes starts in this and here. So it has half of the Sefer is on Shabbos, the other half of the Sefer is on Yom Tovim, and he starts from Pesach. He writes a little bit Nigle, Halacha, but usually Chassidus and Kabbalah, usually heavy Chassidus and Kabbalah. But then he wrote another sefer that's called Derech Pikudecho. So Derech Pikudecho is a sefer on mitzvah. It goes just to the middle of Parshas Mishpatim, and it conks out. So on the mitzvah of Milah, it starts from the mitzvah of Pirvi Rivia, and in every mitzvah he divides every mitzvah into three parts: Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. So he has halachas like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Then he has some original halachas, then he gives it Tamei HaMitzvah, then he gives Chassidus a little bit, Kabbalah a little bit, every mitzvah. It's not as strong as the Minchas Chinuch, not at all as strong as the Minchas Chinuch, but it's along that style. And every mitzvah he has discussions. So he has on the mitzvah of Milah, he talks about normal Jewish baby boy needs a bris Milah, and a ger, a non-Jew who wants to convert, has to have a bris Milah as well. And you say a bracha. So he raises a question by Gerkot Matbilim also Adas Bezin. So the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, Higdilu Yecholam Limcha. Since we're Megayr the baby based on the principle of Zachon Le'adam Shlavafana, we're doing a Teva for him. So the Gemara says in Chulin and Bava Basa, the Gemara says, let's say there's somebody not here today, so I want to give him a gift. So I give you the gift to be kind for him. You pick it up, be kind the Matana for him. So I can't back out already. Once you made the Zochen Olam Shlomo, I can't back out from the Matana. He's kind already. But when he comes and he finds out that I did an act of Zochen on his behalf, if he doesn't want to be indebted to me, he can always say, no, thank you, I don't want the gift. He doesn't want to have any shaykhs with me. And Gemara says, if that's his instinctive reaction, he says, I don't want the gift. So he breaks up the whole Zochen Olam Shlomo. So the Gemara said the same applies to the Ger Kotma, the Bil Mosad Daz Bezin. The child is an infant now. He's a week old. So when Matbil a baby in a mikveh, and they were Megar the baby. But then when the child grows up, so if the child decides he'd rather not be, he or she would rather not be Jewish, and the Gemara said they can undo the whole Geris. So that's what the Derech Pikudecho raises the issue. Maybe it does make sense to say a bracha. A ger who's an adult and he's converting, he can't change his mind later. Once he's Once he's Megar, he's Megar. So then he says the bracha after he comes. Tavol v'yosa, bal yosa v'aymer, he says the bracha ala tefila, because he can't undo it. But if it's a ger katan, and the infant is not going to say the bracha, he wants Bezin to say the bracha. So baby Bezin shouldn't say the bracha, because safik bracha's la'okel, he may yet be moicha. It's highly unlikely, the Rajba writes on that gemara, the Chidusha Rajba, there on Ksub, Zavionav writes, highly unlikely that it's going to be moicha, because he brought up in a religious family, and it is a schus, so maybe you should follow Raif to say that it's not a safik brachas lahakel. But that's what the derch pikudecha, that's what he writes in the derch pikudecha. He thinks that you don't say a bracha. When Bezin is megayer, they shouldn't, when Bezin is gar an infant, and higdili chadam limcha, so he thinks that it's a safik brachas lahakel, you shouldn't say a bracha. But Rav Soloveitchik thought that you do. The Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh, also Sum Sadov Pasha, Ravid, famous Ravid, learned Becharusa with the Balmor. So he wrote a sefer called Balei HaNefesh on Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Mikvos. So he says that when a woman goes to mikveh, so she says the bracha. Before, after, he discusses the Gemara. Tavol v'yola, is it only by ger? Is it by a married woman who goes to mikveh? And then he talks about ger katmat bilamosa das bezin. So the Rabbit thinks that the bezin does say the bracha, and the bezin should say the bracha. The only reason why the ger only postpones the bracha till after the tefillah is because akati gavel ochazi. He's not Jewish yet. Oivel asios. He can't say kedushana b'mitzvah yisavet zivano. But if it would be bezin, one of the members of the bezin saying the bracha when they table the baby, so the Rabbit thinks they say the bracha in advance. So Rav Soloveitchik thought for sure there's a bracha. He thought for sure there's a bracha by ger katmat bil mosal das bezin. He just had a suffix. Should you say the bracha? He didn't know that the Ravid discussed it. He thought, should the bezin say the bracha over lasiyasin because they don't have this problem of akate gabal ochazah, they're Jewish already. Maybe we should assume that kach tikno chachomim, that whenever there's a tfilos hager, the bracha is recited on the chalois. The bracha is sometimes the bracha is recited dafke la'achar asiyosam. Tosfos in Psochem Dav Zayin says that sometimes there's a bichas hamitzvah that's dafke recited la'achar asiyosam because kach tikna chachamim, the bracha should be on the chalois after it's chal already. Shouldn't be a bichas hamitzvah oivel asiyosam as you're about to perform the ma'is hamitzvah, should be after that something was chal already. So he said he didn't know, so he decided to say the bracha l'achar asiyos. Maybe it's a loy plug rabbanon that the bracha on the tefillas ager is always recited l'achar asiyos. But I think the common practice now is that when you megayer get caught, no bracha is recited at all because it may turn out that the child will not be happy with the gerus.
Is the bracha later?
No, well, you're going to wait 13 years later, and then you're going to say, no, you do without a bracha. We did the geris when he was an infant, and then later on, 12, 13 years later, we'll see. So then he's happy with it, so we leave it the way it is, but it's too late to say the bracha later. So that's a shaila, that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashba. Can you say a bracha l'achar asiyosim? How do we pasken? So in Siman Yutes, the Ramah there has the following story. If you shecht an animal and you know in advance that it's a treifa, has a broken leg that's broken in such a way that the animal is a treifa, so Rashi's opinion is that you still say a bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvah sabitzivanu ala shchita, because shchita's treifa is not mata b'achila, but it's mitai medein avel. So since the shchita is chal, so bracha is recited. So we don't accept that Rashi. We don't pass like Rashi. If you shecht an animal, you know in advance that it's a treifa, bracha is not recited. That's number one. The question is, what if the animal fell down a flight of stairs? And you have to check to see whether the fell down a flight of stairs. It could be that it has broken ribs. It could be that the edge of one of the broken ribs made a puncture in the lungs. So it could be that it has a neck of an array, in which case it'll be a trefa. So you're not going to be able to test if you have x-rays. You'll be able to see if it has holes in the lungs. If you don't want to make x-rays on the animal before you're going to shecht it, so you shecht it, then you have to cut it open and see. But it has holes in the lungs. They always check for sirchas on the lungs. Now they should check for nekev on the ray, not just for the sirchas. So the Ramah has this din. If an animal was nefula, fell down a flight of stairs, and you have to check it to see that it's not a treifa. So you shouldn't say a bracha before you shecht it. It may turn out to be a treifa. So you should check it, and then after you check and see it's not a treifa, then you can say the bracha. So the Shach has this whole machlekes, the Ramam and the Or Zoroa, where they can say bracha l'achasuos. So the Pashto says that the Ramah is paskening like the Or Zoroa, that you can't say bracha l'achasuos. That's the Pashto. So some of the Nisei Kelim on the side of the page understand not so. No, the Ramah only quoted it over here. The Ramah never said, if he shechted an animal, he forgot to say the bracha before, he can say the bracha after. Only over here, because Akati Gavra Lachazi, here, you're not allowed to say the bracha in advance, because you know that it's a Sofik Treifa. So the halacha says you shouldn't say the bracha in advance. Whenever Akati Gavra Lachazi, whenever the halacha prevents you from reciting the bracha in advance, then the halacha says you say the bracha soon after, just like by the gear. So that's a machlekes and achrayim. And there are more paskins in that case. After you check the animal, you see it's not a treifa. Say a bracha. Does that indicate that he has accepted the psak of the Or Zoroa? So even if I took off my tefillin completely, I can say the bracha now. Oh no, there are more only paskin over here because I can't take avalochas. So that's a diun. That's a diun and achrayim. But the whole mocker for the whole story, the Rambam of the Or Zoroa, is this Gemara. And the Gemara starts off like the Rambam, that Birchas HaMitzvah is like Birchas HaNenen, that it's a matir, it's matayu to perform the mitzvah. Then the Gemara tells you about what's healthy, what's not healthy. They used to drink a cup of asparagus every morning, some kind of a drink. Either it has wine mixed in or has beer mixed in. Fine. So the Gemara tells you, just like in the days of the Gemara, they followed the doctors and their generation, so we today should also follow the doctors in our generation. Fine. That Nigmar has on the second wide line, Anun Aleph Amun Aleph, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He was the Kohen Gadol, no? He once went up to Moram, so he spoke to the angels. So he says, Shlosh Adorm Sachli Suriel Sar Hapnim. He heard from one of the angels the following three things. And he lists them all off. And then he says another thing that he heard. Omer Abshur Malevi, a few lines later. Shloshavam Sachli Malahamovis. He heard three things from the Malahamovis, okay. And one of them was, Al Tamid Lefnei Anashim Mishal Shechozes Min Ameis. If the women went to the cemetery, so you shouldn't stand next to the women, because Ani Merakeda Bo Lefnei. The Beis Yosef quotes this from the Zohar also. That's why many communities have the meaning that they don't allow women to go to the cemetery. Here in Bruges also, they don't allow the women to go to the cemetery. Here there was the Shiva always begins after the Kvura. Stimas HaGoylal, the Goylal. Tosis says the Goylal is the matzeva that they put, that they used to roll. They used to roll a matzeva and put it on top. The day of the Kfura, they would put up the matzeva. Our meaning is that we don't do that. So Tosis says, we put the matzeva later, at the end of Shloshim, at the end of the year. So Bayas, it means when you have the Gemar HaKfura, whatever you plan to do today, whenever you complete the Kfura. So what if the Kfura is going to take place on the outskirts of the city? Let's say they're going to take a mace to Eretz Yisrael, and the Avelim are going to stay behind. So the Gemara says, "Mechi mahadri apayhu bebe avula." The Gemara says, when they take the mace out of the city and they're going to go to a different city, so the Avelim have completed their hisaskus in the Gvura. They attended the funeral, they heard the hespedim, and now that's the Gemara ha-hisaskus in the Gvura. So for them, that's like Stimus Agel. What happens if they're going to, they're not going to bury the mace in Eretz, they're not going to bury the mace in a different city, they're going to bury the mace in the cemetery, which is on the outskirts of the city. You don't have the cemetery in the middle of the city. So then it says, and let's say the Avelim don't plan to go to the cemetery. So then it says, the Shiva doesn't begin till after the Kfura. Aye, but they finish the Hisaskus in the Kfura. They're not going to follow the mace. So that Shach explains in the Kudus HaKesef on your day, he says, the Avelim can always change their mind because the Kfura is going to be right on the outskirts of the city. So they can change their mind 20 minutes later and chase after the procession and catch up with them. But over here, let's say somebody dies in Washington Heights and the burial is going to take place in Clifton in New Jersey. and the women are going to stay behind because they don't allow women to go to the cemetery. They have the meaning that the Bishayis and that the Sfardim have, that they don't allow women because it is Gemara and this Zohar, it's a Sakona. So if the women can chase after the thing, and it's going to be in a different city. It takes a while till they get to Clifton, New Jersey, not on the outskirts of New York. So then the Pashta says that the women start, those who stay behind. If there are men who decided not to follow, so that's a question. But if it's women, and they don't let the women go, and it's like a different city, it's Clifton, so the Pashta says that they begin the Shiva right away. Chapsanat Kamina, let's say they're going to take off their shoes before the Shkia, and then the burial will take place after the Shkia, after Tzeisah Kacham. So does today count as the first day or not? So if the Kvura is right on the outskirts of the city, and the Avelim could have gone, they decided they don't want to go. But since it can always change their mind, so the Shiva doesn't begin until after the actual Kvura is over. So this Gemara is quoted in Yeridaya, but Malach HaMavis is hanging around when the women come out of the cemetery. Then the Gemara quotes all the dinim, Asar dinim, Nemer, Bekoshel, Bracha. So Shtifa Ba'adachim, you know, Tirinzit on the inside, on the outside, Chai, we discussed a little bit, all the different interpretations, Molei, doesn't have to be full to the tippy top. What is Ituf? Ituf either means you wear the talus over your head, or you wear a... Well, the Gemara have two versions. What is Ituf? On the first wide line, Ituf. The first very wide line. Nun Aleph and Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Ituf, what does it mean? Rav Papa Ma'atef Yosef. He did Ituf, he wore the talus over his head. Rav Asi Porasudra al Reishin. Yeah. So that's the Beis Yosef we discussed already. Beis Yosef says, what do you mean Ituf? Are you going to bench without a yarmulke? Of course you need a yarmulke. So must be Ituf means something over and above Kisui HaRosh. It means you wear a hat, you wear the talus on top of your head. Because that assumes a double poshet. You're not allowed to say any bracha without Kisui HaRosh. And the Tosis Yantav quotes it from the Beis Yosef. And he said, who says? Maybe it's only Mikra Din. Maybe it's only by benching Alakos. Maybe if you're saying other brachas, maybe mikra, then you don't need a yarmulke at all. So the Tosis Yantav says that he thinks that that's what it means. Ituf just means for koshal bracha, you have to have a kisui harosh. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a fancier hat than normally. Then Chacham Avadya quotes from the Masechus Sofna that Masechus Sofna was written in the days of the Goinim, but apparently they have a tradition that issue was a machlokes hatanoim. In the days of Tara, Meir, Abuda, I think, whether Mikra Adin is it required to have Kisa Heroish in order to recite a bracha. So that's the question, how do you translate Ituf? Why do you translate Itur? So the Gemara has two versions, either Ma'atale B'Talmidim or Ma'atale B'Natri, Natli, with little cups. Some people have, you have the Koshal Bracha and you have a tray with other cups. And after you finish saying the Bichas HaMazon, you pour a little bit into each one of the little cups. And you, the one who benched, says Bar Pi'agov, and he drinks from the Koshal Bracha that has still the Revius in it. And then the other people want to participate also in drinking Koshal Bracha, so they sip the wine from the little cups. That's Ma'atalei Benatli, in the little cups. Al Natilas Yadai means to wash your hands with a Natla, with a cup. And the other version was Ma'atalei B'Talmidim, when he would have all the Talmidim near him when he would bench Birchas HaMazon. Then when you bench Alakos, you're supposed to pick up Ochza B'Shtei Yadayim, and then you leave it in the right hand. If you're a righty, if you're a lefty, you hold it in the left hand. Not like this, but that's what we assume. You're a lefty, you hold the Kiddush cup in the left hand, but first you pick it up with both hands, and then Magbim Ala Shulchan Tefach, Magbim Ala Karka Tefach, wherever it is. Remember, the father-in-law of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel was Rabbeinus Finkel. That was his uncle. He married his cousin. So Rabbeinus Finkel had a very good sense of humor, and so he used to make fun of Hasidim, and he used to make fun of Chazanishik Nix. His wife is a Greinerman, so he's from the Chazanish's family, but then he was close with the Chazanish, but he used to make fun of those people who would have all kinds of wild chumras based on Chazanishes. So he said that they once were mechabed him to bench at a Shevet Brachas, so they gave him a gigantic cup that had a gallon of wine in it, So he picked it up like this. So he said, what do you pick it up so high for? So he says, if that's Revius, then this is a Tefach. Magbi, I have to pick it up a Tefach. So he said, if that's the Shir for Revius, then this is the Shir for the Tefach. He had a very good sense of Yiddish. So that's what the Gemara says. He's supposed to pick up the cup with both hands and then leave it in the right hand. The Gemara has on the last line, Amar Rabbi Yechon, the Rishonim in the earlier generations, means in the days of the Tanoim. Rabbi Yechon was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He was the first generation of Amorim. So he says, the Rishonim in the days of the Tanoim, Shualu, they had a suffix, small mamshit to sayay alimi. He's supposed to hold the cup in your right hand. What if the benching is going to be so long, he's afraid he's going to shake? Why is the benching so long? When is the longest benching? So Tosfos says, when it's Shabbos Chanukah and it's Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So you have Ritzei, Yalav Yavai, and Ala Nisan. You have the whole works. Just don't have Avina, Malkeinu, and Slichas, but everything else. You have all the three possible things that you can have. You have Ritzei, Yalav Yavai, and Ala Nisan. Or Tosfos says, if you have Shevet Brachas, so it's going to take a long time. So he's afraid he's going to spill. He can't hold the cup for so long. So what's it din? Small mashit sayeli min. He's going to hold the cup, and then he's going to hold a little bit with the left hand. He's going to hold the cup that he shouldn't shake it. Is that permissible? So since it was ibay luhu v'leiv shita luhu, since they were mesupek, so that's why ana neved luchum. Since the rishonim weren't poshed it, we better leave it like that. So you have to pick it up with both hands and then hold it with the right hand if you're a righty. And then you have to be like me, me'al ha'karka tefach, me'al ha'shulchan tefach, okay, however much a tefach is. Then the Gemara said, m'shagra lan shebeis, you send it to your wife. And then the story with Yalta, we learned already, yeah.
The Gemara, Tosfos says that talking about Nisuin, is that talking about Divei Haser or Shalav Rachum, being the extension of Birkat HaMazon? Because if it's the latter, then it would be like the Rambam, that Shalav Rachum is an extension of Birkat HaMazon, not a separate thing on its own.
How do you know? You mean that they're holding the same cup?
Why would you hold the cup for so long? If you're putting it down on the line, then you're saying that Shavuot Brachot is an extra thing, separate, independent entity. But
Tosfos Himsachim has the suffix whether you bench Birchas Hamazon and Shavuot Brachot on one cup or on two different cups. Apparently, many had the practice, he'd say everything on one cup. So right after the Birchas Hamazon, you say on the same cup, you say the Shavuot Brachot. Yeah, probably on the assumption that it's an elongated form of the bench. It probably is right, yeah. Tosfos Himsachim has the 2 days. Sure. So those are the Asor Adinim Nemre of Koshal Bracha. And we carry over. The Koshal Bracha is not only by benching, we carry it over by Kiddush, by Abdol. We have all these Dinim as well. It's also called the Koshal Bracha. Then the Gemara has on the third wide line on Nun Aleph Amibes, Ei Mesichem Ala Koshal Bracha. What does it mean? That the one is benching the Zuman or the Chabura people shouldn't talk in the middle. You're not allowed to be mapsik in the middle of the benching, and they have to pay attention. When the Mezamin is going to say the benching, they shouldn't talk. He shouldn't talk in the middle of the Mezamin shouldn't talk in the middle of the benching, and the Chabura who is going to be Yotze with him also shouldn't talk in the middle. Then the last line in the Gemara says, "B'masnita tano." Next to the last line, there is a brisa that says, "If the person is walking on a highway, ho'ichal mahalech. If the guy's eating a sandwich while he's walking, and then he wants to bench, so can he bench while he's walking?" So it says, "No, he should stand still." Mevarach meuma. What if he's eating meuma? Let's say he's eating in a restaurant. As a quick sandwich, he's eating standing. He doesn't have time to sit down. So mevarach miyushim. The proper thing is he should sit down when he's ready to bench. If he's traveling on a highway and he was eating while he was walking, so then it's not right. It's not fair to demand of him that he has to sit when he benches because he wants to travel. He wants to get further. So we just require ma'umad. At least he should stand still. If he was eating standing still, then we can tell him sit down. What if he was eating the Heseba? He was in a reclining position. So that's not proper to recite Birchas HaMazon in a reclining position. So then we say he should be Yoshev and Baruch. He should sit up upright. He should sit up in an erect position. And he recites Birchas HaMazon. So we don't pass on like that, Bryce. Even though the Braisa is Mekel, that if the guy's eating the sandwich while he's walking, we don't require of him that he should sit when he benches. We don't accept that. You always have to sit. Why? So that's what Tosfos quotes, because Birchas Hamazon is a din daraisa. So if you're going to sit, you're going to pay better attention, you're going to concentrate better. And they gave an asmachta from Rav Moshe Albert, based on the pasuk, you read the word v'savata as if it were written, yeshev es, sit down for a moment and recite the Birchas Hamazon. Okay, so we have more or less completed the perek, and tomorrow, believe that, I'd like to start Chazorah. So the Chazorah is going to start from the last Bechina covered through where? Lamed Tes Omer Beis. I don't remember. Okay. So Lamed Tes Omer Beis. Okay. Good. So Belinetta, we will start tomorrow Lamed Tes Omer Beis.
The Bechina is going to be on Monday, May 7th.
Shatayga Matzlachas. Okay. In case people don't know, this young man plans to make a bris tomorrow morning. Shaltaiva Maslachas. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I'm just letting you take my phone.